From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In Guyana, the PNC leadership wrangle hits a new low. Haitian refugees in Miami go on hunger strike. And record-breaking performances from West Indian cricketers in Australia. I'm Yvette Rowe, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The leader of Guyana's opposition People's National Congress, former President Desmond Hoyt, is bringing his leadership rival, Hamilton Green, before the party's disciplinary committee. Green served as Prime Minister under Hoyt. As Sharif Khan reports, this could be the climax of a wrangle between the two men in the aftermath of the PNC's defeat at the polls last October.
The leadership crisis in the opposition People's National Congress Party in Guyana has worsened, with party leader Mr. Desmond Hoyt moving to discipline his arch-rival, Mr. Hamilton Green. Well-placed sources say Mr. Hoyt could be moving to expel Mr. Green from the party as the leadership rift between the two intensifies. After 28 years in power, the People's National Congress was defeated in the first free and fair elections it contested last October 5, and the party has been in disarray since. In an effort to rebuild and reshape the image of a party blunted by accusations of fraudulent elections and dictatorial rule, Mr. Hoyt has dropped many of the old guard, including Mr. Green, who were closely associated with the party founder leader, Mr. Forbes Burnham, who died in August 1985. Mr. Green last month resigned from the party hierarchy in protest, in effect mounting a challenge to Mr. Hoyt's leadership of the PNC. This has exacerbated the sharp differences between the two men, and now a special party disciplinary committee has summoned Mr. Green to answer 9 charges of alleged misconduct as a party member. Well-placed sources say the charges include disparaging remarks by Mr. Green against the party leader, including claims that Mr. Hoyt had sold out the elections to former U.S. President Jimmy Carter and other white people. Mr. Carter played a key role in getting Mr. Hoyt to agree to critical electoral reforms, which paved the way for the first free and fair elections here last October. Mr. Green has been summoned by the party committee to answer the charges on January 13, and sources say if found guilty, he couldn't be expelled from the party. Sources also confirmed that Mr. Hoyt has assumed, in an emergency situation, the executive powers of the party's Central Executive Committee. In Georgetown, Sharif Khan for BBC Caribbean Report.
About 170 Haitian detainees in Miami have gone on hunger strike over what they say are unfair U.S. immigration practices. They have vowed not to eat until they are treated like Cuban refugees. Unlike Haitians, Cubans fleeing their communist island are accorded political refugee status in the United States. U.S. Attorney Cheryl Little has been campaigning on behalf of the Haitian asylum seekers in America. Mike Jarvis spoke with her today.
The straw that broke the camel's back was the arrival of the Cuban refugees last week, who were greeted with enormous fanfare, treated like heroes, and only detained for 24 or 48 hours and then released to friends and family and agencies in the community.
But the Cubans were able to obtain that treatment because of the existing Cuban Adjustment Act, the American government's policy towards according refugee status to Cubans fleeing the communist regime in Havana.
The Cuban Adjustment Act of 1966 allows Cubans to apply for their green card 1 year after they're paroled into this country. However, INS has a legal obligation to review parole requests of all detainees in their care, regardless of nationality, fully and fairly. And they have not done so with the Haitian refugees.
How many Haitian refugees are involved in this hunger strike?
It's my understanding that all the Haitians detained at Chrome, at least all the men, are engaged in the hunger strike, and I think that number is close to 120. There are also 50-some Haitian women there, and I've been told they're on the hunger strike, but I haven't been able to verify it.
Well, there are also Haitians being held someplace in Texas, we understand. Do you get the impression that this could spread throughout the detention centers where Haitian asylum seekers are being held?
I don't know about that. The Haitians in Texas are totally isolated. In fact, they can't even get free legal representation where they are because there's nobody that speaks Creole.
What about the condition of those people who are on hunger strike? From the information you have, how seriously ill are they?
Well, my clients yesterday looked extremely ill. It was the end of day four when I saw them yesterday of the hunger strike. They're not eating anything at all. They're not drinking anything but water. And they do tell me that they don't have access to all the water fountains at Chrome. I'm very concerned that their medical conditions are not being properly monitored. I got a call this morning. I was told that one of my clients passed out.